And what are the five spiritual faculties? They are all meditative state. You understand? Sadda, five spiritual qualities. What are they? Sadda, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. You look at this five. They are all meditative state. When you have faith in the Buddha and his teaching, Sadda means what? Your mind is very calm, very composed because of that faith. You don't have doubt. You don't have restlessness. The faith is there. Understand? Then because of the faith, it drives you to cultivate. This virya is not an effort. It's not a thought process. It's a spiritual zeal, tenacity to go this way because you see the importance of it. That action is born of understanding. The understanding drive you, give rise to this virya inside there, which is a very strong energy. This one will prevent you from being lazy, sleepy, becoming lethargic. So Sadda and Virya are very beautiful spiritual faculty that make your mind composed, calm, and with the Virya to drive you to cultivate. Then you develop one. The first thing you train is Sati. And what is Sati? Awareness before the knowing, before the arising of the thought or the aggregates of mind. It means before you perceive, before you feel, before you create sankhara activity and thinking. That is what sati is all about. As I said, sati means relax, aware. When you are aware before you know something, there is sati. That is the pure perception, the direct seeing, the silent mind without thought. And when you stabilize that silent mind, which is sati, it becomes samadhi. Means your mind not only tranquil, peaceful, quiet, it has stability. It's collected and unwavering. And because of that, this silent mind, which is akaliko without thought, has no word, no concept. That's why no duality, no light and dislike, no pleasant and unpleasant sensation or feeling, no light and dislike. All these things don't exist because there is no thought. That's why this one can lead to direct seeing. You can see things as they are, the pure perception. Before the knowing, you see, hear, perceive without the words, without the concept, without the movement of thought. That's why they are meditative state. Then you give rise to wisdom, which is panya, is an understanding. And this wisdom is the one that prevents you from being deluded, prevents you from thinking unnecessarily. You only think when you require to live life, when you need it to live life. Otherwise, thinking is not necessary. Because to live life, to go through life, you need to use the thought process, the thinking mind, the mundane mind. Because that one is within the conditioned world, the existential world. And that one is the five aggregate form and mind, the second aspect. And that one is subject to karma. It has mental intention and all this. And that's how the whole teaching comes about.